Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
With the Gold Coast's biggest roll call of comedians every day, a very, very funny comedian joining us. Yes.
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 You say it.
Very funny.
Who
yes.
is it?
Very funny. Ed Cavalli and Ellen Briggs.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Yes.
Also, we're going to cover off Ash Barty, unbelievable effort in the Australian Open and still there. And I'm asleep, get me out of here. Why have they got two AFL players in there, which is absolutely stupid? The NRL needs to be covered here.
I agree, so we'll have to talk to Dr. Chris Brown. Any excuse?
Oh, that'll be tough for you, Bridge.
Going directly into the jungle. Also, I want you two to hold the straightest faces possible if you can today when I tell you what show will not be coming back to 2019.
Desperate Housewives or The Housewives or something?
Desperate Housewives hasn't been around since about 97, mate. Oh.
Dr. Phil, I don't know.
Dr. Donahue.
Donahue. Ricky Lake. It's Bridge and Spider for breakfast, Gold 92.5.
Here we go. It's Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Okay, three contestants this year. Ron, the newsreader, is in on this now. So
thank you.
He is a legitimate competitor, contestant.
Yes. Oh.
Three bits of audio, and you got to name that year. Ready to go, guys?
Right. Please.
Good
okay.
luck. Good luck, everyone.
For the first time, Novak Djokovic is a Grand Slam champion. After a magnificent final against a gallant opponent. Two young men who freshened up this Australian Open all the way to late on the second Sunday night.
Yeah, so Djokovic defeats Songer in the Australian Open final. Name that year.
Joe Wilfried Songer, the French one.
Oh, yeah, how good was he?
Oh, look, he had an impressive name and an impressive mane.
Yes. Spider, 2005.
No.
Well, I think Rod's got it because he's not saying this. So I'll say Bridge 2006.
No.
Yeah, Rod the newsreader, 2007.
No, 2008.
Oh! Oh!
Closest to the pin.
Yes, it is closest to the pin.
You just...
All right.
Well done. Well done.
You'll know this movie.
How do you do? This is Peter McAllister, the father. I'd like a hotel room, please. Oh. With an extra large bed, a TV... And one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key. Credit card? You got it.
All right, name that year Home Alone 2.
Ooh.
In brackets, Lost in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, Home Alone 2.
Every Christmas, without fail, this is on in New Zealand.
Is it?
Christmas Eve, without fail.
The
every
second
year.
One?
Yep, they play the first on the day before, then the second, then the third.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then you should know.
Good story. Name that year.
I'll have a go. Look, I'll kick off with a go, hey?
Yeah, go.
Yep.
Bridge 1995.
No, Bridge.
No, it was 1998.
No, Spider.
Rod the newsreader swooping in in 1996.
No, 1992.
Oh, why?
Well, it's just that early.
Yeah.
The two got me. I thought of...
All right. Here's a song. Robert Palmer. Simply Irresistible. Name that year.
Breach. 1988.
Bang on.
Oh! Boom, out of the park.
Shagalaka. On the board, Bridge. Well done.
On the board.
A good win to start the week.
Maybe it was... We try and mix up our handshakes every time Spider and I are here, and I gave him a wet one.
Yeah.
Psychologically psyched him out.
Yeah, he was weirded out by it.
He weirded out.
I still am.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
I went camping on Saturday night just to get away for one night, just to remember the feeling of...
So good.
Holidays. We love camping.
Relaxing.
So good. So, Jamie, my fiance and I, we went to a little secret spot, and he's got a van, which is great. But a lot of people are onto this secret spot, so it was a lot of people around.
So it's not really that secret anymore.
No.
It's a semi-secret spot.
Now, unfortunately, look, you know at night time when it's really quiet, everything's kind of a bit louder.
Oh, yes.
So...
Noise does travel.
Yes, it does.
Over water and at night.
And sometimes you need some... You know, maybe WD-40, an extra bit of, you know, if the suspension's a little crazy. Look, don't look. It's early. I can talk about this.
I don't. So anyway, we. I don't know if I really want to hear this.
No, no. Well, we were.
To be honest, special cuddles.
Special cuddles. Oh, it was. Please. Mummy and Daddy are wrestling. We're camping and we're wrestling. So anyway, so what happened was we, the next morning we said, I don't know, was it a bit, I don't know. So Jamie said, why don't you just test it out? So I'll get in the back and start like jumping up and down and then you stand on the side and see if you can see the van and hear any noises from the outside.
Mm.
So I was doing that and I'm saying to him, just give it a bit more bounce. Just a bit more. Give it a little bit more up and down. So I'm trying to see if I can hear it squeaking and rocking.
Yeah.
But I really didn't think how it would look. So people started walking past.
Yeah.
As I'm looking like a complete, as my grandma would say, a dirty old man in a dirty old raincoat. Oh, I'm looking like a pervert to the side of a van watching it rock and saying, give it a bit more.
A bit more.
That's the go. No, give it a bit more. I mean, how do I explain that? So people are walking past. I thought, I either look like the biggest pervert who either want to teach a couple, maybe the Ufty McGufty, or throw myself into the mix. I wasn't sure. It was so awful.
Guess the sound. Guess the sound. Claim the cash.
Claim the cash.
It's Bridge and Spider's Secret Sound on Gold FM.
Most cash to win on Gold Coast Breakfast Radio right here with Bridge and Spider, and a week out from school starting. It is expensive, Bridge. You were talking about how you know, you go to Officeworks with your kids' school list of what they need for the year. It does rack up, doesn't it?
The hard thing is try and keep your kids at home if you can, because that's when the kids go, oh, but I need a new lunchbox. I need a new, you know, pencil case.
And I want this one. I want this one. I don't want that one. Yeah. And it's always the dearer one. But $5,000 would be beautiful right now with a secret sound. Trudy, in Bigger Waters, your first go today, 13-27-10-2. If you do want to have a crack at it, but Trudy, you'll go right now. What do you think it is?
Let's just, shall we recap, Trudy, just the clues?
Yes.
Robert Palmer was what we had late last year, and Beat Drop was the fresh clue, and this is what you need to work out. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, Trudy.
Is it the sound when you press down on a foot drum pedal for a kick or bass floor drum?
Cool.
Okay.
Right.
It's not true.
Back to the drawing board.
Okay.
It's a big drawing board.
Play again in a couple of hours. Yeah, thank you.
Right. Jan in the beautiful Cash Arena. Good morning. Bridge and Spider Secret Sound.
Good morning.
Give it a crack.
Hi. I think it's the beat drop behind the Robert Palmer song, What Take.
Which song?
It's What It Take. It's Robert Palmer's song and it's got that constant beat drop behind it, which sounds like that.
I like it.
Yeah. You've done your research, Jan.
Yeah.
Must have been a B-side, that song.
Jan,
sorry, Jan. Sorry, Jan.
Always worth a go.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, we were talking about this last week, and Bridge, you said normally, you know, in the Australian Open, you follow the people you love. If you love Novak Djokovic, Serena Williams, Federer, rather than the country, you follow the individual.
The personality, not the nationality. Yeah. And sometimes in a game, you love both sides.
Yeah. Well, it was yesterday. Ash Barty was unbelievable. Winning going into the quarters was just magnificent.
Australia celebrates, as does Ash Barty. She finally seals the most famous victory of her singles career.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was huge. And you know what I love about this is the fact that, you know, she has, you know, worked really, really hard over the last few years. Slowly worked up the ranks, as you say, never, not like our males, never controversial.
No.
But what I loved about this, and she beat Sharapova, who took it right to the end as well. They both had a real cracking go.
Hang on, she was booed at a lot because when Ash Barty was on form, Sharapova tried to break it up and went to the toilet for 7 minutes.
Yeah, there's a big contro bringing in about that, but she still did have a go. It was great to see her win, but this is what I love about it is you could just, didn't matter where you were, and I was at a golf club down Ocean Shores, and as the match went on, more people started to go towards the television.
Cool.
More people. And by the end of it, we had 100 people standing around just watching Ash Barty. And the atmosphere was fantastic.
That's cool.
Everyone cheering and clapping every point. So we have got something really special to look forward to over the next couple of days when she plays along. A few of the funny things about happening in tennis, Roger Federer, he tried to get in, but he didn't have his accreditation. So they said, sorry, you've got to wait here until you actually get it. He didn't even say, hang on, don't you know who I am? I've won this more times than anybody else in the world. I'm Roger Federer. Sorry, sir.
That's the kind of fella he is.
You've
though.
Got to wait here until your pass comes. So well done to security there.
Love him.
And Al, your favourite man, you love this. This is the quote of all quotes.
Yeah, it's Verez when he beat Alex Bolt, the Aussie. He was interviewed by Jim Courier on court. Talking about how his fitness is going.
Yeah, and if he wants to have guns like Rafael Nadal, you know, using the same muscle tops as him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really tell us still. I'm very... I'm disappointed in that, you know. It's still called the, like, skinny dude on tour for some reason. Even though I put on about 15 kilos, you know, where me, I'm still, you know, looking like a... I don't know, I've been called asparagus or something a few times, but...
Sort of asparagus. We used to, you know, people like that who have muscle, tried to wear muscle tops that don't have muscles. It's just sausage arms. You used to get called sausage arms.
Sausage arms.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Joining us, local girl just up around the corner. Will I knew, even though it's New South Wales. From Mullumbimby. Hey. Ellen Briggs.
Hey. Ellen, Ellen.
By the way, I'm happy to be owned.
Aren't you now like known as West Byron, because now the prices around the whole area, we've got Brunswick at 1.4 mil. That's a median.
And look, we're just sitting there waiting until, you know, Byron breaks off into the ocean with global warming. And then we'll be beachfront and it'll be tripled.
Good way to look at
Can't wait for that. Yeah. We were good with forward planning when we moved there and we couldn't afford to live in Byron and we bought in Mullum. Who's going to be the millionaire then?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Good work, good thinking.
Yes, yes. I've been having a good time. Have you been getting into the decluttering thing? You know, that tidying up?
Yes.
Everyone's doing
Marie Kondo. Now, the book came out years ago. I read the book, but now it's on Netflix. Everyone's doing The Art of Decluttering.
Oh, it's so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, even just this morning, I drove past two op shops which are just full of stuff out the front.
Yes.
So the poor old op shops, it's a good time to go shopping because there's some really good stuff in there. Because people are getting rid of stuff. So if you want to clutter, if you want to be the opposite. But I think we should extend it to people in our lives. You know, like I hugged one of my teenage boys the other day and went, no, that doesn't spark joy.
See ya.
You're gone. But you have to put him away gently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And thank him for the experience.
And a couple of nieces and nephews. Everyone's got that uncle as well where
that's
they'd say, you know what? We've got a wedding and engagement party. Let's declutter this party and put him on the sidelines.
Just hold it for a minute, thank them. Put them away. I'm quite happy doing that. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of decluttering. Also, one of my teenage sons, not that one, the one that does spark a bit of joy, because, of course, we do have favourites.
Of course. Yes.
I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
And he's a real bogan. You know, my favourite one. He's a real bogan. He's riding to cars and stuff. And he was going to go to the Summer Nats this year.
That just happened in Canberra.
And I used to live in Canberra. And so I was telling him this story about how when I was down there and I was like a 19-year-old girl, I lived with a girl who was doing that gap year from like a real Christian family, you know, where they said to her, because she lived in the country, and they said, right, you can go for a year, and if then you like it, then I guess they declutter her. They let her go. But if she didn't like it, she goes back to the family, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I thought it would be hilarious to pick her up on a Friday night after work, because I used to drive her, she couldn't drive, and drive down the main street of Canberra out on Summer Nats night.
Oh,
like, I just
brilliant.
Thought it would be really funny.
To look
and
at.
So, you know, half an hour after my great idea in my little Ford Laser, we were there being our car was being rocked, right?
Yep.
And they were saying, lift your tops up, girls.
Oh.
And they even had signs, you know, in case we were deaf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Yes.
Really chanting, rocking the car. And I looked over at my poor little friend and she was unbuttoning her little white blouse. And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I think we're going to have to.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Dr. Chris Brown from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. G'day, Dr. Chris.
How's it all going?
Oh, was that a little passive-aggressive dig there?
We started last Wednesday.
did you sense it? You know, it's tough over here. Some of us have to sit by the pool and drink the G&Ts while the celebs are suffering, and I'm just lucky I'm that person.
There we go. Now we know there's a couple of other celebs going in as well, but is there any rumour that's why Roger Federer got beaten at the Australian Open and he's going into the jungle?
Yep. Yes.
Well, you know, the nicest guy in tennis obviously saw what happened to Bernard last year and just wants to right the wrongs for the sport and just do what he can. There's a big crate with Roger Federer's name on it on Wednesday night, and he just has to squeeze his way into it. So, good on him. We embrace the Swiss master.
Oh, massive.
As long as you know the Swiss, they're always on time.
Yeah. Oh, look, you are on fire.
Come on.
Oh, it's late. I don't even know where that came from.
You are on fire. All right, now Shane Crawford going in. Why isn't NRL being represented this year? Too much AFL. Too many old farts in AFL, I reckon.
Yeah, I hear you. We have Bo Ryan all lined up for Sunday Night Takeaway. It's only a month or so away for us. So look, we thought it would be unfair and possibly inhumane and medically unwise to put Bo through. Bo through both shows.
Yeah, but it's great that the politicians Jackie Lambie having a bit to say.
Mm. Yeah, look, Jackie Lambie has. I mean, she could play NRL. I mean, she could be an NRL player. She's to the point. She's got her opinions. But she's great. I think everyone has developed a soft spot for Jackie Lambie. And importantly, as she announced tonight, she can open a beer bottle with a tea.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the runs on the board.
Yeah, there's a real technique to that, apparently. And, look, Dr. Chris, I think we all need to take a moment now and just really feel and put out the good vibes for Justin, the Zoolander of the jungle. Here's a little bit of him last night, very upset after losing a challenge.
Do you feel sore? And I'm like, yeah, I feel sore. And he goes, like, where do you feel sore? I'm like, I just want to wash my face and I just want to get a f***ing mirror and I want to f***ing look at my face. Mm. I feel sore, okay?
Did you look and what do you reckon?
Well, there's like a bump there, can't you see?
There's a bump there. And yeah, he's worried about the rest of his career. I don't know. So he's also said that why don't they pick someone old because it doesn't matter about their face. What do you think about that, Dr. Chris? It's tough. It's tough to hear, isn't it?
That was tough.
I keep in constant contact with the jungle camp, and Justin is just off the critical list. His face has been listed as stable. So we're all very, very relieved over that. But it's an hour-by-hour situation for Justin. And provided he has his chapstick on standby at all times, just everything seems right in the world for him.
He's in good nick.
All right, good nick. Dr. Yeah. Chris, sounds like your new G&T, the fresh one, is there for you, gin and tonic.
Yes,
get you back to that.
You can hear the ice just tinkling in the glass. I mean, it's just up there.
Cheers, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
You're talking about how to save with back-to-school costs. It can be very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's if you're a parent and your child goes to Tambourine Mountain College, the average basic outfit is running at $216, and you've got to buy the Akubra on top of that at $130 each. PBC, they are an average around $85. They're around the cheapest.
It was only last week when Tom Tate saying we need more kids. The Gold Coast has to continue to produce. Kind of figures are there, you've got to be able to afford it.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
And Derek, in Mudrabar, you've got a tip for parents when it comes back to taking kids back to school?
Well, welcome back, by the way.
Thanks, Derek.
Well, it was how my parents saved money when we were very young, first going to school.
Yeah.
And in those days, there were a lot of army surplus stores and army surplus clothing. So mum and dad used to buy clothing and send us kids to school in army surplus stuff, which wasn't too bad, didn't worry us. Uh-huh. But it was embarrassing for me, a five-year-old boy going to school dressed as a Class 8 submarine captain. And what about my dear sister? 12-year-old going to school dressed as a Lancaster bomber pilot. Bomber pilot.
Oh, Derek.
Messed it up. I'm a bit rusty.
Oh, good on you. Always good to hear from Derek.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And he always joins us. He did last year. Back for the first time this year. Ed Cavalier.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you. And I'd like to start the year with an uncontroversial statement, if I could, please.
Oh, yeah, please.
A very normal statement. Okay. My statement is as follows, and no one will have any issue with this. Mm. I never want to travel with my son again.
So, how old's your son first?
He's 16 months. Yes, everyone who has children knows that particular pain.
Right.
And what it was, we were lucky enough to go to Bali over the break, Spider. Right?
Yep.
And we're there, and when we first got there, we were like, all right, this is going to be great. He's going to have a great time. And then he just, you forget that he's still 15 months old. Like, he doesn't know that Tiff and I want to relax. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
just another day. Yeah.
Exactly. He doesn't know what relax is. The kid can barely get through 3 bin tanks. He's a loser. And there was one moment where I was like, that's it, I'm out of here. So, you know, in Bali, anyone who's been there before, Spide, you know that they have the coconut. So they get a whole coconut and they drill a hole in it and they put a little straw in it and you drink the coconut inside straight out of the coconut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's meant to be healthy. It's great. My wife loves them. She drinks like 2 or 3 a day. They're cheap. Of course they are. And so then we're like, Arnold is my son's name. I was like, let's try and give one to Arnold. Arnold has a sip and he loves it.
Oh.
So now he wants coconuts. So he wants when Tiff's got one, he's going more. So you have to get this kid a coconut as well. And my wife, I come back, right? I went for a little bit of a walk just to, you know, get away from them, to be honest, and then come back. And
I know how
and
you feel.
They're sitting there, Bridge, with 2 coconuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? And my wife's like, oh, yeah, we're having coconuts. I'm like, but there's 3 of us and there's 2. So, and she's like, yeah, one's for me, one's for Arnold, right? So already I'm feeling left out. She finishes her coconut and he's sipping on his. And then I look down at my phone, I look back up and my wife goes, actually, you know what? Yeah. She goes, there you go. You can have that coconut. And I was like, me? I never go. She said, you can have it. You can have that one. I was like, wow. Okay. So I start drinking it. It tastes disgusting.
Oh.
Disgusting. Like, so putrid. And I'm like, is this what this is meant to taste? Like, this is, like, worse than West Coast Cooler. This is awful.
Wow, that is bad.
How bad's that, right? And I'm halfway through it, and I say to my wife, hey, Tiff, this coconut tastes disgusting. And she looks over from her sunbed and goes, oh, yeah, that's because Arnold threw up in that one.
No, he didn't.
So I've been drinking baby bile with the coconut. Oh, that's it. Get my own villa, get my own holiday. I'm out of here. Done.
Go on, you, Ed.
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, I want to have a crack at all the hoggers and the picnic, the public picnic table and barbecue pirates coming into Australia Day and Anzac Day, and we've got Easter coming up, everything around the corner. I want time limits on all public picnic tables and barbecue areas.
Come on.
I'm being serious. No longer can people sit there and claim a picnic area or a barbecue at 3 a.m. in the morning and not use it to 12 or 1 o'clock afternoon.
Yeah,
I'm sick and tired of sitting there wanting to go and enjoy a nice morning or afternoon at the park, suddenly get down there, there's all balloons, there's a couple of eskies, there's all this party set up and absolute not one person in sight. If you see that from now on, that should be a free-for-all. If you go to a place down there and you've got balloons up and there's Esky's there and there's not a person in sight, you can go and help yourself. 100% that is a licensed case. You know what? It's my area now. I might have a party for somebody else because I am sick and tired of waiting for people that never, ever turn up for a couple of hours. And even on the barbecue areas, don't be so intimidating when you're setting up your barbecue or your little party for the day. Mm. Don't take up the whole barbecue area. Other people want to use it and don't want to be intimidated. There's nothing better. And we know that the barbecue is going to take an hour to cook a sausage or 3 hours to cook a piece of steak that's going to taste like somebody's leftover chicken teriyaki skewers that they've just cooked anyway.
Yeah.
But that is not the point. Don't take over the whole area. Bring your own shade, your mini marquee, your shade cloth, whatever you want to do.
Yep.
Your own chairs and your own tables. Leave the barbecue and the public areas for everybody else to use. And if you bring your own stuff, we don't care. You can stay down there for 3 days. Do whatever you want. Just leave the public areas for an hour, and that is it. Time limits we want.
Right. You've been sprayed by spider.
Did say spider said so?
I said so. And a pre-fall. If someone's in your esky, just say spider said so.
If it's hot.
She's a master in the kitchen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
And trending.
This is a profound honour.
As a woman in music.
It's on Bridges' feed.
When you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job.
All right, kicking it off for you.
Yeah.
Brangelina, one of Brangelina's children.
Yep.
Their biological one, Shiloh, she's 12 years of age, and she said to her mum, see ya, I want to go live with dad. So she's packed up and she's left to go to live with her dad. Angelina is devastated, but I just, look, she's got another 84 children. She can buy another one. She can buy another one. So it's fine. But the rumours are that Brad is dating.
Ooh, no.
Sorry, ladies. I know. We all thought we had a chance. Charlize Theron.
Oh,
now could you get a better looking couple? They're a couple that look alike. You know, we all know friends that have that look alike couples.
Yep, yep.
And she's a bit like Angelina Jolie because she is in heaps of action movies and whatever. So
she's a great actress.
She is stunning as well. She is talented. She is stunning. Could you imagine when she says to Brad, you know, does my
spider
bum look-
has imagined a lot.
I think you have quite a few. I don't want to know. That's gross. But when she asks, you know, Brad, does my bum look big in this? And Brad says, no, because it doesn't.
That's,
I mean,
the truth.
You can be honest. It's amazing. Oh, you're so good looking. No, you're so good looking. Could you imagine those two together?
Yes.
Okay, two people you don't want to see making babies, Barnaby Joyce and Vicky Campion.
No.
Do we need to go there?
No. Especially when you're coming off those two to those two. That is like...
Careful
the
what you say there.
Further extremes, bookends.
Yeah.
Two extremes.
They're looking for a brother for Sebastian in June. I don't want to know how red that tomato face goes during conception.
Oh,
do
wow, wow.
No, come on.
Wow.
All right. Now, do you want to know the show?
Yes.
This show looks like it's not coming back for this year. Now, both of you, do not smile.
We're
going
to be sad?
Get ready to put on your sad face. Don't smile, you two. Don't.
Okay,
don't.
Right.
Serious faces. You ready?
Serious face. Yep.
Unfortunately, for 2019, The Bachelorette will not be... turning.
You can't say that. Can you warn us before you say something like that?
People, gee, amazing how producers are onto this. They're saying maybe there's a bit of Bachelor fatigue because we go straight from Bachelor into The Bachelorette.
Oh, they're onto something.
Oh, so I'm really happy with that. So put your roses out in the front gates this morning.
There you go, perfect.
Put
your
roses
we will.
Out.
I love that.
Okay, Dolly Parton. We're going to wrap up with Dolly. Happy birthday, Miss Dolly Parton.
Oh.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Okay.
How old is Dolly?
Oh, well, with Dolly, different parts of Dolly's body would be younger than some of her other parts.
She's got a variety of age groups.
There you go.
I think if we... Do you want the average age then, if we add all those body parts?
Right, if you add the body parts up. Come on.
Her average age, I think, would be 58, but I actually think she's probably 68.
68. We've got Michelle Pfeiffer just turned 60.
Okay, am I out of the ballpark? I don't know.
Oh, Dolly would be older than Michelle.
How old do you think?
Mid-70s.
73.
There you go.
What?
73, Miss Dolly. Hey, I want to ask Charlize Theron. So,
it's a game of
would you? Would you?
What's that?
Dolly, would you? It's a game of would you?
Be
would
friends
you?
With her.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
I took my mother to a Dolly concert. I thought, I'll do the right thing. Take Mum. Took Mum, third row from the front. I start losing it.
Yeah.
I've never been a massive Dolly fan. I start losing it, crying the whole concert. Mum's like, you are so embarrassing. Stop crying. It's one of the best concerts I've ever been to. So happy birthday, 58-year-old Dolly.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yeah, it was awesome to see yesterday. I was watching Ash Barty in the Australian Open and I'm a fan of tennis, but it was just fantastic to watch so many people suddenly really enjoy Aussies playing tennis again. When we've seen the Bad Boys and the Rat Pack, this year we've seen a real good group of young, talented tennis stars really come through the ranks.
Yeah.
And yesterday against Sharapova, this is the final moments for Ash Barty.
Australia celebrates, as does Ash Barty. She finally seals the most famous victory of her singles career.
Yeah, really interesting because, you know, in 2017, that was probably her breakout year. Yep. The year before that, she went back, she gave tennis away and decided to go and play cricket.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she played cricket for a year and then come back. And
with
then
the cricket, she was pretty good too, right?
Yeah, Brisbane, was a Brisbane Heat.
Yes.
And, yeah, she went okay. So then she decided, she played a lot of doubles and then she went to singles. And then 2017, that's when she thought she'd be in the top 200 in the world. She ended up at the, in the top 20. So, but what I loved about it yesterday was the fact that, you know, a lot of us haven't, you know, Bridge, you said it so a lot. You normally follow in tennis somebody you love rather than the country.
You follow the personality, not the nationality, but here you've got both sides of the coin because Sharapova was booed too during that game, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She took a toilet break, tried to put Ash Barty off, but, you know, we kept going. And what I loved about it, I was watching it at a golf club, but, you know, towards the third set there, you saw a couple more people come to towards the television, and then a few more, and then a few more. And by the end of the match, there would have been 100 people. Nowhere else, just standing around the television, cheering and clapping for Ash Barty. So
it
was awesome. She's only 22, so we thought we'd pretty much give a tribute to Ash Barty.
I know that Ash is listening to us on the Gold FM app. In Melbourne.
Streaming.
She's streaming us at goldfm.com.au.
So. Yeah, so we've got a couple of songs here for Ash, just a bit of a tribute. Mm. She can put them in her, you know, obviously her earphones as she's walking onto court.
Yes. Great.
The Barty Party.
Coming
up to
Barty
started.
You guys are awesome at this.
Barty started.
This is great.
What about this one?
Gotta fight for your right to Barty.
So there you go, Ash. That's going to really help you get across the line in the quarterfinals.
I think we needed rehearsals for that one.
Yeah, probably.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Look, Prince Philip is in the pulp again.
Yeah.
And he's been naughty. He had a car accident the other day, as we all know. We spoke to him.
Yep.
And then a few days later, he gets an eye test. They tested him to hopefully take his licence off him. He passes at 97.
I reckon he's got a stunt double.
He gets back in the car and he's just, I'm going to drive again, this time without a seatbelt. I think he's trying to escape.
Yeah.
I think he's sick of Buckingham Palace, Sandringham Estate.
Oh, dear.
He definitely wants to escape. But we'd love to hear on 13, 27, 10. Those stories of your eccentric oldies or your grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, the older they get, the looser they get. Are they still driving? Are they stubborn?
Oh.
They're set in their ways. They're always right.
Yes.
Oh, there's got to be a lot of them.
giving the grandchildren advice that you'd never give anybody.
Oh,
but, yeah, you're giving them advice on every part of world of worldly things.
Yes.
Yep.
Give us a call on 13, 27, 10. But right now.
Oh.
We're crossing to, I think he's still at Sandringham Estate, Prince Philip. What are you thinking?
What do you mean, what am I thinking? I'm thinking about going for another drive. Oh, no. You know, I've heard these rumours that I don't drive with a seatbelt. Well, let me confirm it for you. Right. I do not drive with a seatbelt on.
Why? Oh, why?
Well, I'm a royal, and I am protected by divine providence. I'm not going anywhere in my Range Rover. I don't need to wear a bloody seatbelt.
Okay. Well, okay. I always thought everybody had to wear one, but what other safety measures have you taken now? You've had the accident, no seatbelt. You've got to put some safety measures in place.
Well, that's right. We've established in the Royal Fleet of Cars different horns.
Oh.
So to protect the not only us, but the other drivers on the roads, I've got this one. It was from my old Royal Navy days. Pulled apart a frigate.
As you do.
And I grabbed the air horn from the frigate. Oh, and this is what mine sounds like.
Okay.
Yes.
Good safety measure.
That gets them out of the way. Don't worry about that. Yes. And, of course, Libby's got her own. She likes that. She likes the royal fanfare, as you can understand. And, of course, Prince Charles being the firstborn, we had to get one for him as well.
Yes.
But look, you hear about these police clearing the roads for the royal motorcade.
Yes.
We are indeed the safest royal family in the entire world. See, we clear the roads not for our safety. It's for the other road users.
Right, yes.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Talking about Prince Philip and how that story of the car crash and he's still driving, very eccentric.
Without a seatbelt on, he just doesn't care. He's 97. I think the older you get, the more you just do not care.
Yeah.
And we've just had a roundtable brekkie discussion on we've all have eccentric oldies, right?
Yeah. Oh, right? Yes. Oh, well, yes.
My dad's always been eccentric, though. I mean, I've grown up with, he's always had a cannon at home that he fills up with confetti.
Oh, wow.
And you light it up. You do the proper light up and it explodes confetti everywhere. And yeah, he's always been super eccentric. Like, he's got a...
That's a great welcome to his
house.
Yeah,
rifle,
that's awesome.
And there's too many birds in the trees. Not to kill them, but to give them a fright. Let's off the air rifle.
Okay.
As well. And yeah, he's... I don't know. I can't even try and... figure out how much Dad is. Oh, those are just two examples.
Yeah, no,
anyway.
I've got, yeah, my grandfather, yeah, we used to, whenever you went there and, you know, my dad was, yeah, go there, and even now if I was to go there, he'd have the tea towel,
yes,
where he sits. He'd have his coffee in the top right corner, cigarettes under that with his lighter.
Yes.
On the left-hand corner, there's his VB and his ashtray right in the middle. And if you turned around and you wanted to go and have a beer with him, you'd have to have your tea towel, your VB up in the top left corner, your coffee in the right corner.
Really?
Everyone, if there were six of you there,
very particular,
everybody would have, there would be six tea towels with everything
really
in the same spot all the time.
You're a bit like that, though, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was funny. Rod, right, what about you?
Look, let it be a matter of public record that I love Mum.
here we go. Right.
Disclaimer.
But Mum, after months of trying to get the house soundproofed for traffic noise in Bexhill, it's a busy road outside Bexhill,
yeah,
double glazing the windows and double-sided front doors,
yes,
Mum decides that she needs to buy a table from Bunnings to sit out the front and do the crosswords.
Because she loves the traffic noise.
She does.
Al, come on, your dad is a classic.
He is English and he is very eccentric,
yes,
and he is in love with Fiona Bruce, who hosts this show, The Antiques Roadshow. And he has very unusual TV viewing habits.
Yes.
He has Foxtel. He's got all the digital channels. And if there's nothing on, he'll
yes
say, oh, no, there was nothing on TV last night. So I threw on Pretty Woman. I love that movie. It's just the best love story.
How many times has he watched Pretty Woman, you reckon?
Probably 100 or 2.
He sees it as a love story.
Yeah, it's about a prostitute that falls in love with a really rich guy. It's a love story, right? Hey, have a great day, everybody. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
See
bye
you.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.